App would record.
Okay. So the shiur today is on the third to last pasuk of Yeshaya, which is also in the Avtaira of Shemaim Kisi when Shchedesh is on Shabbos. And the reason why I came to the subject is because the Maimer, in the beginning of the Sefer Teira Eir, is on this pasuk: Kasher Shemayim Achadoshim VaHaaretz Achadosha Asher Ani Eisa Oimdim Lefanei Neum Hashem. That LaAsid Lavei, the Eibishter will create a new Shemayim, new heaven, a new VaHaaretz Achadosha, a new earth. The interesting thing is, this is basically the first Maimer in Teira Eir. The first Maimer actually starts with HaShemayim Kisi, but the next Maimer, which is a Hemshech, is Kikasha HaShemayim HaChadoshim. And the very last Maimer of the Sefer Lakuta Teira, Sefer Teira and Lakuta Teira are really one Sefer.
Right.
So the last Maimer of Lakuta Teira, Lakuta Teira ends with Shir HaShirim. And the end of Shir HaShirim is also a Maimer with this Dibra Maschel of Kikasha HaShemayim HaChadoshim. So there's a Nevuah here about Lasod Lovay saying that Lasod Lovay is going to be Shemayim Chadashim and Oretz Chadasha. What does this mean? Before we get to the Alter Rebbe's Pshat, look at the Torah, but first, what does it say in the Pashtonim and Mikra and the Pashto Pshat? What is this Pasuk talking about? There's going to be a new Shemayim, a new Oretz. What does this mean? So first of all, it doesn't mean what it sounds like, Kipshutai, that Devish is going to create a new planet. And he's going to move us from planet Earth to some new planet, which is going to be our Oretz Chadosha and Shemayim Chadoshim. New.
That's why you're looking for Mars, you know.
That's going to be a Shemayim. That we're going to go somewhere up to a different. That's not the Pshat. What does Shemayim Chadoshim, Oretz Chadoshim mean? So I collected over here. We'll see how many pshatim this is. I think about four, five, six pshatim on this inyan. So first of all, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim says that this pasuk is only a mashal. Shemayim chadoshim and Oretz chadosh is a mashal. What is it a mashal for? It's a mashal for the malchus of the Yidden. That bezman hagalus, the melucha of the Yidden, is non-existent basically. La'asad lavai, the Eivishter will return the melucha to Klal Yisrael. And the Melucha of Klal Yisrael then will be forever, will stand firm, strong forever. And how is Shemayim Chadoshim and Eretz Chadosha a mashal for new Melucha? So the lashon that the Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim, that it's talking about Malchus Yisrael, ki ilu hu oilam prati mishaloi. When you talk about a kingdom, so it's like a world for itself. This new world that the Pasuk is talking about, Shemayim Chadoshim, Eretz Chadosha, refers to the new establishment of the kingdom of the Yidden that's going to be lost love. That's the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. So the whole thing is a mashal. This is the Rambam with his famous shita. The Rambam holds that the lost love, Eilam Kimin Hagin Noyig. There'll be no Mevsim, no Isis, nothing will change, at least not in the first Kufa, that everything will remain the same. So therefore the Rambam explains all the Nevuahs that they're only a mashal, including this Nevuah here. That's the Rambam's Prat. The Emes says that similar to the Rambam, although not the same, but similar to the Rambam, you find already in Breishis Rabbah on the Medrash. The Medrash says that when it says, HaShamayim HaChadoshim VeHaOretz HaChadosha, why does it say HaShamayim HaChadoshim HaOretz HaChadosha? Why not HaShamayim Chadoshim and HaOretz Chadosha? Why HaChadosha and HaChadoshim? So the Medrash is medayik because be'emes, when the Eivishter created Shemayim Va'aretz, and Sheshishimei Bereshis, included in that Shemayim Va'aretz was this Shemayim Va'aretz that the Pasuk is talking about over here. When it says Ha Chadoshim, it means the Bavusta, the famous the Chadoshim that was already included in the creation of Sheshishimei Bereshis.
Why can't we say that we go back to where all the Marishan used to be?
In Gan Eden Mikedem. Before Chet Eitz Hadas. I don't know if that could be qualified as Chadoshim. I hear it, maybe. So the Medrash is saying that it's not going to be Chadoshim Mamish. Not going to be Chadoshim Mamish. Why? Because it says HaChadoshim and HaChadoshim, which means that it was really included already in the Bria by Sheish Yisimei Breishis. In the Mefarshia Medrash, the Yifei Toyar points out that Bemis, we know that there's a klal, Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. Whatever the Eibusha created, this is what the world contains in it, and nothing new occurs under the sun, including loss of love. So you don't even need a raya from the...
What do you have to say that it's including? Maybe till.
No. Because the Gemara brings this even when again to loss of lavai. No, the Gemara brings this even when again to loss of lavai.
If you don't know about it now, it's new regardless. What's the limit? It's hachadosh. It was created. It's irrelevant.
Okay, good. Saying it's like chadoshim.
Technically speaking,
because it's unknown to us.
Correct.
So, but it's concealed, totally concealed. But it's not chadoshim in the literal sense that the Eibusha creates a new shemayim, a new aretz. There's a certain dimension. There's a certain layer of shemayim and aretz that's in existence. That was created by Sheshis and Ebreshis, that's concealed from us. Whatever that is, we'll see soon more specifically.
Does it mean this planet or it could mean a different planet?
Yeah, no, this planet.
I have an explanation like Tachas HaShemesh, everything Tachas the moon.
Tachas HaShemesh?
Everything during the day is included.
Okay. Well, there is a lashon that it says Enkel Chadosh Tachas HaShemesh, but Lamaila Man HaShemesh, there is a Chadoshim.
That's
such a diuk, yeah. So the Yefei Tayar says that this klal of Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, he has an interesting thing he says. It's only if you don't find something similar in existence. If you have something that exists, it is possible that the Eibusha should create something greater, bigger, bedoimah, similar to something that already exists. Okay, yeah, that's what he says. He brings the Gemara that talks about the fact that Lost of Lavai, there's going to be massive diamonds, massive gems that they're going to build the walls of Yerushalayim. And he explains, how is it possible? Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Because diamonds, precious stones, exist today. Not so big, not such a size. Lost of Lavai, the Eibusha will create the same thing that already exists today, but bigger. On that, you don't say Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. So when it says that the Eibusha will create a Shemayim Chadoshim and a Oretz Chadosha, so because we have in existence today Shemayim and Oretz, so he's saying there's going to be a greater Shemayim, a new Oretz, that wouldn't be included in the klal of Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. So therefore the Medrash has to be Medayik from the word HaChadoshim, HaChadosha, that this was included in Sheishis Yimei Breishis. But it's an interesting word that he says, that Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh doesn't include anything that's bedoimet to something that's already in existence. Yeah? This is the Yifei Tayer's word. He's from the earlier
Achreinim. You do see, though, that certain stars are expanding.
I don't know. I'm not going to study it. I don't study stars.
So that's
a Muslim,
yes,
yeah.
So that's again. So it could be Aoratz Hakadosh expanding from what existing Aoratz Hakadosh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What the Ikrim? The Ikrim, which is from the early Svarim, writes when you get to this pasuk a completely different shot. He also says that we're not talking about Anu Shemayim, Anu Oretz. He says, if you look in the continuation of the Pasuk, there's a Hemshech here. It says, Ki ka'asher ha-shemayim ha-chadoshim v'oretz ha-chadoshim ha-shem yesa ha-imdum l'fani num Hashem. Just like, it starts with a ka'asher. Just like there's a new Shemayim and new Oretz, what's the conclusion? Kein yamoid zarachem v'shimchem. So too will stand, or will last, your descendants, your children, v'shimchem and your name. So he says, the pshat is as follows. The whole pasuk is really just coming for the conclusion of Kein Yamid Zarachem V'Shimchem. What's the pasuk saying? So he says as follows. You see in the nations of the world that there are some nations that their descendants continued. This Lamoshli says, Amalek, there's descendants of Amalek until today. He brings another few examples where you see that the descendants of this nation exist even today. But their name has been wiped out. The name Amalek today is not a name. There's no nation today that anybody refers to as Amalek. But their descendants exist. Then you have certain nations, the opposite. He brings an example from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is still a country that has the same name of Mitzrayim that it had 3,000-4,000 years ago. But the people that are living in Mitzrayim are not the same, they're not the descendants of the people that lived there before. Hasan Cherev with Meval V'Da'ilam, they're not descendants from the original Mitzrayim that were there when the Yidden were there. Just some nations, their descendants are still in existence. Some nations, their name is still in existence. Chiddush b'negeya to Yidden is, the Eibusha tells the Yidden, Kein Yamid Zarachem V'Shimchem. that the Yidden, their descendants, and their name will always remain forever, even lasad lava, and never be bottled. Loyalam vod. What's the dugma that the pasuk is bringing an example for this? Just like Shemayim Chadoshim and Oretz Chadosha, that Abisha created Shemayim and Oretz, even though it was created 5,700, whatever amount of years ago, but Alpha Pikain, the fresh Chadoshim today, the Eretz and Shemayim exist today with the same tkifus as it was the very first day when they were created Chadoshim. So the Pasuk is saying, just like you want to see, where is there a dugma in nature for such a thing, that something that was created so long ago is fresh today? But you see that by Shemayim and Oretz. So just like by Shemayim and Oretz you see this, so too benegayet to Yidden, the Yidden will remain always, Zarach and Veshimcha will always remain intact like it was from the very first, from the beginning, from Avraham Avinu. That's how he teaches it. The what? Manufacture
condition. So restoring the manufacturing condition.
Oh.
It was first day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the pshat that Ikrim says, a whole different pshat. In the Zohar also, the Hakdama to the Zohar. He says, when you get to this pasuk, also not in the simple pshat that there's going to be new Eretz or Shemayim Lasad Lava, but he actually says it refers to Chidushi Teira. When a person is Mechadish, anything in Teira, it's a whole Arichas there in Zaya. He says the Eibusha takes every Chidush of Teira and the Eibusha polishes it and the Eibusha creates out of it a crown, and then the Eibusha creates out of it a Rekia, he says. And the Zaya teaches that Shemayim Chadoshim and Eretz Chadosha, Shemayim Chadoshim is created through the chidushim that a person makes in Nistra the Taira, in Pnimiyus HaTaira. And Oretz Chadosha is created through the chidushim that a person makes in Nigla the Taira. That's what it refers to. So it doesn't refer necessarily to La'asad Lava, it refers, the Zohar is actually Medayik, it says Asherani Oise. It doesn't talk about the past, it doesn't talk about the future, it's talking about Oise, about the present. That any time a Yid is Mechadosh and Taira, whether Nigla the Taira and Pnimiyus HaTaira, it creates a new dimension of Shemayim Chadoshim and Eretz Chadosha. Okay, now we come to the pshat that the Alter Rebbe says in Likut Teira and Shmini Atzeres, actually, in the end, towards the end of the Shmini Atzeres Maimer in Likut Teira, and there's also in a few places that Tzemach Tzedek and Eira Teira mentions this, and this is actually closest, even though it's a Maimer in Likut Teira, but from all these perushim, it's the closest to the simple pshat that there is in the Sinyan. And the Alter Rebbe there says, there's the Gemara in a few places, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that the Eibusha created the world Shitta Alfishnim, 6,000 years. And the 7,000 is going to be Chad Charuv. 1,000 years, the world is going to be Charuv, whatever that means. There's different Pirushim, what Chad Charuv means. And then, what's going to be after Chad Charuv? 1,000 years, Chad Charuv. The Gemara doesn't go on further. I don't think the Gemara says what's going to be afterwards. The Alter Rebbe says, Likut Teira, then comes the Elef Hashmini. And the Elef Hashmini, that's what this Pasuk is referring to. After the world is going to be Chad Charuv, it's going to be a new world of Shamayim Chadoshim, Oretz Chadoshim. The very same planet Earth that we're living on today, after this Chad Charuv, the world will become totally renewed. Become totally renewed, and the world will be a new place.
So the Rebbe Shem was forever. right?
Correct.
So, endless amount of years, the Gondish is Gehat, mit dem Molen, so Gehat, Bereish is Bore, the Kim, so Shemayim, so Oretz.
Before the Rebbe Shem created, there was no Zman Bechlau. There was no definition of was forever.
Mit dem Molen, Yaron, Gekum, and Atere, Lemato, Masot, Tvochim, Dir, Betachtoinim,
okay.
No, it's an insult because the Rechaim HaKadosh says this is not the first time the world was created.
So this brings this. Yeah. But I think in Chassidus it teaches that it doesn't mean kipshute, that there was begashmi's existence of other worlds. It means in the hishtalshlus of madregis of Eilam. It doesn't mean begashmi's. There's a maimer in Teirer in Yisra, I think, or it talks about it. Yeah, Al Kalponim, as I state in Likut Teira, and there is a ha'ara in the Siche where the Rebbe makes a very geshmaka connection, which is Negei, this week's Parsha, and the Rebbe says it's the same exact story with the Mabel. Eibishtu brings the Mabel after Be'erech, the world was in existence for 1,000 years, whatever the exact year was. Eibishtu, huh?
Not 1,500.
Whatever, Eibishtu brings the Mabel, And what happens after the Mabul? There's a famous lashon that the Medrash says that when Noach came out of the Teva, Olam Chadash Ra, it was a new world. What's the pshat in this? So the Rebbe was always teaches al pichsidus, but pashtus. What was the Mabul? It destroyed the world. It was destruction. To destroy everything. How does Chassidus teach? What was the Mabul? The Mabul was a mikveh, to be metayer the world. Adarabba, when Noach came out, he found a world which was completely purified on a totally higher level. That's what the Mabul was all about. It was the Olam Chadash. So that, the Rebbe says, is the first time around by the Mabul. Chat Charov is going to be the second time around. But it's also, when you hear the words Chat Charov, it sounds like the... Huh? So, Chat Charov, I did actually see one place in a lashon that it says, I didn't research it properly, but I did see one place where it says that Chat Charov, the world is going to be filled with water for 1,000 years. There's a Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Taichus Bepashtus, that Chat Charov means the world is going to be like a midbar. Everything in the world is going to cease to exist. The whole world is going to be like a midbar for 1,000 years. That's what Rashi says. In Chassidus, in different places, it's mashma that that's not the pshat of Chat Charov.
It says that the neshamas of tzaddikim are going to float around.
Float around. It says in other places, it says Chat Charov means that the gashmi is the element of the existence of the world will be bottled, but we will still exist. There's different pirushim Chat Charov. We will give a separate share on Chat Charov. But the point is, Chat Charov, when you the words Charov sounds like it's going to be a chorm. Well, 1,000 years is going to be a churban, negative thing. But it's punkt fakert. The chat charov is only going to prepare the world, it's going to be machshir the world to the elef hashmini, where the world is going to become a totally new place of shemayim chadash and v'aretz chadash. Will there be no mazikim, there will be no negativity in the world, there will be no, only gilui elukos and positive and getlachait in the whole world. It'll be so the chat charov is being machshir the world to this new chiddush.
Chat Charov is really on the eyes of the person, how you look at things.
So we may have entered Chat Charov?
Huh? Yeah, no. Chat Charov means somebody, when he sees something, sometimes he sees it in a very negative way.
Yeah, but when you come to the Mabul, everyone died. It wasn't a matter of what you saw, it's fact.
Yeah. So that's the Pshat that Al Tereva says in Lekut Teira. Which fits, Hashemayim Chadosh, Varetz Chadosh, according to this Miskepshutai, the world will be renewed. You will not recognize the world after Chat Charov from the world that it was before Chat Charov. It's an Anaya Welt.
How far is this world going to be existed?
Leilam Vod. What's
the purpose?
What's the purpose?
What's the purpose?
So it's Zayin, Gili, Lakos, Lamata, Adire, B'tachtainim.
What's Adire, B'tachtainim? On this Yen is Angonish. What's the purpose?
Banking off the Gaulist tank.
Everybody else see Lakos. What's the purpose?
Yeah. We learned about this once. Well, a year ago, I gave a share on this Yen. About the Schar, Lost at Lavai. Yeah, okay, I got to Shaila. Now, for the last Pirish on this Inyan, is the Alter Rebbe's Pshat in the beginning of Teira Eir, and also on Lekut Teira, as I said, Alter Rebbe's Masber, Hashemayim, Mechadoshim, Varetz, Hachadoshim, Aveda. So, the Alter Rebbe, Shemayim, and Oretz, and Aveda refers to Rotzi and Shuv. Aveda is Hashem. That's Bechlal, what defines our Aveda. The whole Aveda Vayid is Rotzi and Shuv.
Shemayim and Oretz.
Yeah. So it's interesting. In Torah, the Alter Rebbe says, Rotzo is Oretz. Because Rotzo Salas is the same kind. The Oretz runs and wants to go back up to its Sheirish. Shemayim is Dam Shachom Umayla. The Shuv, coming back down. I believe the Alter Rebbe says the exact opposite. Shemayim is when a person Tutzachayfs von Welt and he goes to Shemayim. Oretz is Fakert, is coming down. Coming down to Oretz. Upon him, Eich Shiyeh, Shemayim and Oretz refers to Rotzi V'Shuv. What's the Sibbe, why our whole Aveda is Rotzi V'Shuv? Why? Why is it everything Rotzi V'Shuv? So here the Alter Rebbe says, there's a big difference between the Rotzi V'Shuv in our Aveda Bizman HaZeh and the Rotzi V'Shuv in the Aveda La'asad Lovei. Bizman HaZeh, the reason why there's Rotzi V'Shuv is very simple. Because it's a world where there's a Helen Vehester, there's Klippah, there's Tumah, and so on in the world. So when you place a Yid, when you place a Neshama in such a kind of place, so it creates a tremendous Ratzi. The neshama wants to leave such a kind of environment, wants to go back up to its shayrish and leave this elam hasheker. That's what's gayrim the rotzi. And then what's gayrim the shuv? The Eibishter gives teira and the Eibishter says that afal pikein, the kavana is to be mekayim teira mitzvah here lamato. That's what's gayrim the rotzi v'shuv. So therefore, the bizman hazeh, the cause of the rotzi is the terrible condition of the world. There's no more rotzi v'shuv. It's unity with the Eibishter, one with the Eibishter. There's no rotzi v'shuv. So what's the, there's no rotzi v'shuv then? There's no tumah to run away from. So the pasuk here is coming and saying, la'asad lavoi, there will also be rotzi v'shuv. Shemayim v'aretz, but a different kind of rotzi v'shuv. Shemayim v'aretz chadosha. Andre sug rotzi v'shuv. And Alter Rebbe's masber. Bizman hazeh, what comes first in a person's aveda? Rotzi or shuv?
Rotzi.
First comes the rotzi. The first thing is the neshama yearns and runs away from the place that it's in. Then the neshama, al korcha chatachai, the neshama is told it has to go down the mat and has to do its aveda over here. So the shuv comes after the rotzi. Lasad lava, it's going to be punkt faket. First, there's going to be a shuv. There's going to be a hamshocha mulmaila. The Eibush is going to be mamshocha mulmaila. And then there's going to be a rotzi to bring you to an even higher gilui, to even a greater place. The rotzi v'shuv is all going to be in kedusha gufa to go to an even higher place. That the neshama is going to experience one kind of gilui, and then there's going to be a rotzi that the neshama wants more to go even machayel achayel, higher and higher. So the rotzi v'shuv is all going to be in kedusha gufa, not running away from anything. And the shuv is going to be before the rotzi. Because it's not pshat that you're in a matzav of danger that you first have to run away and then there's a shuv. The shuv is going to be first and then it's going to be the ratzi. So that's the shemayim chadasha v'aretz chadasha. It refers to a new aveda that's going to be la'asad lavai.
It's
going to
be all ruchnis
the kevotz all in ruchnis, right? All not running away from anything. Okay, those are the pirushim of the pasuk. So how much do we have here? One, two, three, four, five pirushim in this pasuk. Barach. Okay.
Shkoyach. Number 12, Mamish.